Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. A common hope. Every message about Jesus is a message about all of us, about humanity. In traditional icons, Jesus is pulling people out of Hades, the place of the dead. The resurrection is a message about humanity. It's a message about history. It's a corporate message, and it includes you and me and everyone else. Today is the feast of hope, direction, purpose, meaning, and community. We are all in this together. The cynicism and negativity that our country and many other countries have descended into show a clear example of what happens when people do not have hope. If it's all hopeless, we individually lose hope too. Easter is an announcement of a common hope. When we sing in the Easter hymn that Christ destroyed death, that means the death of all of us. It's not just about Jesus, it's to humanity that God promises life is not ended, it merely changes. That's what happened in Jesus, and that's what will happen in us. In the end, everything will be all right. History is set on an inherently positive and hopeful tangent. The real meaning of Christ's resurrection is that God's love is so perfect and so victorious that it will finally triumph in every single person's life. God's infinite love can and will still get at us. The true meaning of the raising of Jesus is that God will turn all our human crucifixions into resurrections. This is a social, historical victory for God. God loves history much more than only loving individuals. This is apparent from Yahweh's relationship with Israel, which was always corporate, both in its covenants and in its chastisements. We are all in this together, biblically speaking. Since God has brought good out of the worst evil ever, God wants you to know by this that God shall bring good out of all the lesser evils too. God's love really is that great and that universal. Love is the lesson, and God's love is so great that God will finally teach it to all of us. We will finally surrender, and God will win in the end. That will be God's justice, which will swallow up our lesser versions. God, love does not lose. Rest in this knowing. Turned to love. With God's love, we are ultimately invincible. God does not forget those who are suffering and oppressed. Transfiguration is at work when something so unlikely as the brown grass that covers our veld in winter becomes bright green again. When winter gives way to spring and nature seems to experience its own resurrection. The principle of transfiguration says nothing, no one, and no situation is untransfigurable, that the whole of creation, nature, waits unexpectedly for its transfiguration, when it will be released from its bondage and share in the glorious liberty of the children of God. God calls us to extend God's kingdom of shalom, peace and wholeness, of justice, of goodness, of compassion, of caring, of sharing, of laughter, of joy, and of reconciliation. God is transfiguring the world right this very moment through us, because God believes in us and because God loves us. As we share God's love with our brothers and sisters, there is no tyrant who can resist us, no oppression that can be upended, no hunger that cannot be fed, no wound that cannot be healed, no hatred that cannot be turned to love, no dream that cannot be fulfilled. Jesus was indeed calling the disciples to imagine a world where life, not death, is centered. The resurrected Jesus resurrected his disciples by inviting them away from the despair of death that was the cross into the hope of new life that was the resurrection. Similar to our own encounter with the risen Christ when we stand against injustice. Resurrection has begun. We are part of something rare, something precious, something utterly revolutionary. It feels like an uprising of hope, not hate, an uprising armed with love, not weapons, an uprising that shouts a joyful promise of life and peace, not angry threats of hostility and death. It's an uprising of outstretched hands, not clenched fists. It's the someday we have always dreamed of emerging in the present, rising up among us and within us. It's so different from what we expected. So much better. This is what it means to be alive, truly alive. This is what it means to be en route, walking the road to a new and better day. Let's tell the others, the hope is risen. Rest in this knowing. indestructible. We can receive the miracle of new life by embracing our own difficulties and deaths. Death is not only physical dying. Death also means going to the full depths of anything, hitting the bottom, going beyond where we are in control. In that sense, we all go through many deaths in our lives. When we go into the full depths and death of anything, we can come out the other side transformed, more alive, more open, more forgiving of ourselves and others. And when we come out the other side, we know that we've been led there. We're not holding on, we're being held by a larger force, by a larger source that is not our own. The miracle of it all is that God uses the very thing that would normally destroy us, the tragic, the sorrow, the painful, the unjust deaths that lead us all to the bottom of our lives, to transform us. Are we prepared to trust that? Jesus' death and resurrection is a statement of how reality works all the time and everywhere. He teaches us that there's a different way to live with our pain, our sadness, and our suffering. None of us crosses over this gap from death to new life by our own effort, by our own merit, our own purity, or our own perfection. Each of us is carried across by unearned grace. Worthiness is never the ticket, only deep desire. With that desire, the tomb is always empty. Death cannot win. We are finally indestructible when we recognize that the thing which could destroy us is the very thing that could enlighten us. In Christ's resurrection, the earth itself arose. The evolving world of life, all of matter in its endless permutations, will not be left behind, but will be transfigured by the resurrecting action of the Creator God. Where is this risen Christ? Everywhere and all around us. In you, your neighbor, the dogwood tree outside, the budding grapevine, the ants popping up through the cracks. The whole world is filled with God who is shining through even the darkest places of our lives. To go to church is to awaken to this divine presence in our midst and respond in love with a yes. Your life, O God, is my life and the life of the planet. We have an invitation to go to church in a new way by praying before the new leaves budding through dormant trees or the wobbly flowers by the side of the road pushing through the solid earth. We are called to celebrate the whole earth as the body of Christ. Every act done in love gives glory to God. A pause of thanksgiving, a laugh, a gaze at the sun, or just raising a toast to your friends at your virtual gathering. The good news? He is not here. Christ is everywhere, and love will make us whole. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening. I'm listening. The
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.